Good morning, Interlake. You are tuning into The Morning Scoop with DJ Rocky Road, also known as Senior Airman Isabel Nutt. Happy hump day. It's a gorgeous morning. It's 84 degrees and partly cloudy. Sunny conditions are expected around 10, and today's temperature is going to get down to 77 and up to a high of 94. So make sure you are staying cool and staying hydrated. I'm having a great morning. I don't know about you, and it's only going to get better because we're going to keep playing the latest and greatest here on The Morning Scoop, starting with a bar song by Shaboozey. Over on the AFN Interlake Facebook page, we have our question of the day. The question today is, what is the most interesting thing you have seen online this week? DJ DQ over at AFN Benelux says, orcas are purposely tipping boats in the Iberian Peninsula. You know, I have no intention of going out on the Iberian Peninsula, so I'm good there, you know, but that's crazy. DJ Milo Rock over at AFM Bavaria says, got to be the two porch pirates fighting over a package. It's honestly pretty hilarious. That's insane too. I don't think you need to worry about that over here, especially since all of our mail gets to the mailroom, but you know, be mindful of who you live near. I've seen some crazy doorbell ring footage out there. I think the craziest thing that I have seen online this week, while I was doing my prep work for the show, I came across this article of a man in Florida, and of course it just had to be Florida, on a tricycle with a machete in its basket, fought another man over a flashlight, and both men sustained minor cuts, and the police are investigating the altercation. We love a good Florida man article over here on The Morning Scoop. But let me know, what is the most interesting thing you have seen online this week? Head over to the AFN Interlake Facebook page and leave us a comment under the question of the day so we can talk about it next hour. Has AI gone too far? The music industry says it has in a new series of lawsuits. Music labels are suing AI music generators and alleging copyright infringement. We'll talk more about it after this next song. We had a plan. The world's biggest record labels are teaming up to take down two prominent AI music-making companies in court, a move that comes as generative artificial intelligence continues to infiltrate the music industry. Universal Music Group, Sony Entertainment, and Warner Music Group, among others, filed lawsuits on Monday against Suno and audio maker Uncharted Labs, both of which recently released AI programs that enable users to generate songs from text prompts. Now, if you frequent social media, especially TikTok, you're probably no stranger to AI covers. People will use these AI programs to take a song and make it sound like it's being sung by another artist or a TV or movie character. And I'll be honest, I find some of them really entertaining, especially when it's people will make ones that sound like Eric Cartman singing a song cover. I know it sounds ridiculous, but the ones who get it, get it. But for these record labels, it's not all fun and games. The rise of accessible AI tools capable of generating realistic music, including full-length songs using AI versions of real artists' voices, has triggered a slew of legal and ethical questions for the music industry. Many artists have expressed concern over how generative AI technologies could undermine human work and compensation. The music labels allege in the lawsuits that services like Suno or audio have purposefully evasive training techniques, and it's obvious that the only way their models are producing these very realistic sounding AI covers is by using, quote, vast quantities of sound recordings from artists across every genre, style, and era, many of which are copyrighted by these record labels. Because of this, the labels are seeking declarations that these services did infringe their copyrighted sound recordings, as well as damages for any infringements that have already occurred. And we'll see how these lawsuits pan out, but you know, if you ask me, I think it's wise to keep AI ethical and responsible no matter what it's used for. And I think since AI is so new and it's rapidly growing and evolving and becoming incredibly accessible, it's hard to keep it in check. But I can see not just the music industry starting to crack down on the efficacies of it. Wow, you know, it's early in the morning. But I'm willing to bet we'll see more lawsuits surrounding AI programs within the next couple of years. And so much labor goes into music production and distribution, and everyone who has a hand in creating that art should be properly compensated, in my opinion. So, shame on you, AI cover song enjoyers. I'm just kidding. I'm not your mom. Do whatever makes you happy. But you know where you can listen to the hits of the 80s, 90s, and today completely guilt-free? Right here on AFN. And with the AFN Go app, you can listen to AFN from just about any smart device. It's free on the Google and Apple App Store. So what are you waiting for? Download AFN Go and start listening today. All of my bookworms, make sure you stick around because I've got another summer reading recommendation for you right here on The Morning Scoop. Okay, bookworms, let's get into another summer read. If you haven't heard already, or if you're not a consistent listener of The Morning Scoop, summer is in full swing, and you know I love giving you book recommendations, so all summer, I'm going to be giving you books that I love to break out when the weather is nice. Today's recommendation is Prophet Song by Paul Lynch. This is a 2023 Booker Prize long-listed novel. This spins a terrifying, suspenseful vision of an Ireland careening towards authoritarianism. On a dark, wet evening in Dublin, scientist and mother of four, Eilish Stack, answers her front door to find two officers from Ireland's newly formed secret police on her step. They have arrived to interrogate her husband, a trade unionist. Ireland is falling apart, caught in the grip of government turning towards tyranny. As the life she knows and the ones she loves disappear before her eyes, Eilish must contend with the dystopian logic of her new unraveling country. How far will she go to save her family? And what or who is she willing to leave behind? This book is exhilarating, is probably the best word that I can put it in. It's been so long since I've dug into a really good dystopian novel. I feel like the last couple ones that I've tried to get into, they just didn't hit, but this one hit different. It was shocking. The writing is beautiful. The main characters are so well written and so complex. And it's deeply human. I really loved this book, and I love Paul Lynch's writing. And if you are looking for some motivation to read this summer, the library is doing a 2024 summer reading program. It begins July 1st, and it goes all the way until August 31st. You can log your minutes for a chance to win some prizes at the end of August. So make sure you visit the library for more details, or you can go to IndraliqLibrary.beanstack.org. There is a post up on the 39 FSS Happenings Facebook page with all of the links and details. And of course, you can call the library at 676-6759 for any more information. And they are open today from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. if you want to go check it out in person. Did you know the new AFN Go app was designed with you in mind? It delivers a modern interface that's easy to navigate and adds the ability to keep you informed wherever you go. Download it at your app store today. Ooh. That wraps up the second hour of The Morning Scoop with DJ Rocky Road, also known as Senior Airman Isabel Nutt. But don't go anywhere just yet, because we've got one more hour of the latest and greatest here on AFN Interlake, serving America's best.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.